Well, good morning, boys and girls. Today is a special Sunday because today we celebrate the Lord's Supper, which is also called communion. So when you have a meal, chances are you eat it with somebody. So when you eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you're eating with somebody. You're either eating with your family or you're eating with your friends. And you're spending time around the table. And when you have dinner with your family, a lot of times you probably talk about your day and what you did and the fun things that you did and the not so fun things you did maybe at school that you didn't like. But you talk about things around the table. You spend time together. And so a group of people together is called a community. So this right here is a community. And the word communion comes from the word community because we're doing it together. And so if you look behind you over here, you will see all these trays on our communion table. So we gather around this table. Now, everybody doesn't stand up and come up here, but we're all around this table. And those trays have juice and bread in them. But it's not just any juice and bread, because what color are those trays? They're gold. They're golden. And so they remind us that there's something special in there. There's a special kind of bread and a special juice. But those are symbols of what Jesus did for us. And so when we eat that bread, it's a symbol that Jesus died for us. And when we drink the juice, it's a symbol of Jesus's blood. And we remember that Jesus died on the cross for our sins so that we could always be friends with God. Because none of us is perfect and we all do things that are wrong sometimes. And because God is perfect, we could never get all the way to God. But Jesus came so that we could always be friends with God. But Jesus didn't stay dead. He rose from the dead, defeating sin and death and proving once and for all that God's love is stronger than anything else. And so when we celebrate communion, we remember what Jesus did for us. And so this week, I hope that you will think about what Jesus did for you so that you can always be friends with God. That is wonderful news that we can always be friends with the God who created us, the world, and the whole universe. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you that Jesus died and rose again so that we could always be your friend. Thank you for grace and always being willing to forgive us when we do things that are wrong. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.